Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Ere Divrei David Achroinim, and these were David's last words. Rashi learns these were David's last words that were said with prophecy. Radak points out, this is a song of praise and thanks David had sung to Hashem. The pasuk continues, Noam David ben Yishai ben Noam Agebe Hokam al Mashiach. This was the speech of the son of Yishai and the speech of the man who was established on high, the Noam Zmir Shisro, the sweet singer of Yisro. Noam Zmir Shisro, the sweet singer of Yisro, the Koheles Rabba points out, there were 10 tzaddikim who asked Hashem in Tehillim, who asked Hashem if Tehillim can come through them. Hashem denied them and chose David to be the one to bring down Tehillim from Shemayim. Why? Because David had a sweet voice. The Svarim HaKadoshim point out that this is great advice in Avodas Hashem. Just to sing a niggun, as David is called, the Noam Zmir Yisrael, the sweet singer of Yisrael. He was constantly singing a niggun to Hashem, because through singing, a person has the ability to become happy, even when you're by yourself and no one can hear you. As the song of David ends in Pasuk Zion, I would just like to highlight what's written in Pasuk Gimel. Hashem was speaking through David and had told David in Pasuk Gimel, Moshe ba'adam, tzaddik Moshe b'yiras Elokim, rule over man, and a tzaddik rules with yiras Hashem, the fear of God. In the simple meaning, this means a tzaddik should possess fear of heaven when ruling over Yisrael. And that fear of heaven will trickle down and be taught to Yisrael. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Hashem says, I rule over people, but me Moshe be, who rules over me? Tzadik, Shani Gozer Gezerah, that Tzadik Mevatla, a Tzadik, because I, Hashem, make a decree, and the Tzadik nullifies it. We see the greatness of the Tzadik and connect it to Tzadikim. The Tzadik has the ability, in a sense, to override Hashem. How important it is it for us to connect to Tzadikim? The Sefer Chai Nefesh notes that the tzaddik only gets his power because Hashem gives it to him. However, the tzaddik is not separate from Hashem. The tzaddik himself knows that he's not separate from Hashem. The Dvarim Rabba brings, Mahu tzaddik Moshe b'yiras Elokim. What does it mean that a tzaddik who rules with the fear of God, she tzaddikim Moshe and kabayachol k'shem shah kodesh baruch hu Moshe, that just like Hashem rules, so do to tzaddikim rule. The Gemara in Sochem, Kuf Yotes Amad Aleph, says, Shir Mizmur L'Amad Atzeach. Zamu L'mi Sheminatzchin Oysho V'Sameach. That Hashem says, praiseworthy is the person who defeats me through prayer and is happy. As King David was constantly fighting with Hashem through the world of Tefillah, the Svarim HaKadoshim continue to explain a person can, in a certain sense, be menatzeach, victorious over Hashem, and win a battle against Hashem through their tefillos. The Navi now lists, until the end of the parak, King David's great warriors. There are several whom are highlighted within this parak. With Pasuk Ches, Elish Shmoyt HaGiborim Asher LeDavid. These are the names of the warriors that were loyal and fought for David. Adino Ha'etzani, the Medrash learns this was Yoav. However, not all the Mephorshim learn Adino was the same person as Yoav. Adino killed 800 people single-handedly in one battle. Elazar ben Dodo, Elazar had killed so many people in one battle that he couldn't let go of the sword after holding it for so long. When the rest of the army had showed up, Elazar had already won the battle for them. Shama ben Age, who saved the food supply of Yisrael by destroying the Plishtim who came to ruin their lentil field. These three men had also personally risked their lives for David. One time when David was in the cave of Adullam, David had mentioned that he was thirsty for water from the well in Beis Lechem. On their own initiative, they risked their lives in enemy territory and got over the water. David then poured out the water and consecrated it for Hashem. The Radak points out that these were the same three men as we had just mentioned. However, it's noteworthy Not all the Mephorshim learned that, and they learned that it was a different three men. In Pasuk Yodches, Avishai Achi Yoav ben Tzruya, who Rosh HaShalosha, that Avishai, the brother of Yoav ben Tzruya, he was greater than all of those three. In Pasuk Chaf, Uben Yahu ben Yoyada ben Ishai Rav Po'elim. It was a general, Ben Yahu ben Yoyada, who was a man of many achievements. The Gemara in Brachos, Yodches Amadei, says, what does it mean that he was a Ben Ishai, that he was alive? Is it that the whole world is dead? No. Sha'afilu b'mitzvaso koreichai, that even after he dies, he's still considered alive. Because tzaddikim b'mitzvaso nikrachayehem, because tzaddikim, after their death, they're considered alive. Ben Yahu killed two Moab ranking officers. He killed a lion in a snowy pit and killed an Egyptian by using the Egyptian's own spear. The Gemara in Brachos continues on Yudchas Amud Beis and learns that these were all references to Ben Yahu's greatness in Torah learning. In Pasuk Chav Beis through Lamaches, which is the end of the parak, it's a recorded straight list of names of great warriors for David. There are 37 names listed in this parak, and that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.